We are in Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara had a Havamine that what it says, Ten Chelik Lishive Vegam Lishmoine, and Rabbi Yeshua says that Shiva means Shiva Yimei Pesach, Shmoine means Shmoine Yimei HaChag, and Gam is L'Rabbeis Atzeres V'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. So Rabbi Yeshua is speaking about that each of these days a person makes a shechiyonu, or al kaponim it is roi to make a shechiyonu. The shiva shimei pesach and shmei shimei achag, the person forgot to make a shechiyonu the first day, you can make the rest of the days, and then the Gemara speaking about is a machlokes if you have to make a shechiyonu alakois, or you can make a shechiyonu afilu bishuk. So let us start from the Gemara, Yom HaKippurim Heichi Ovid. So the Gemara says, if it is speaking about Shechiyonu, later the Gemara wanted to say that it is speaking about the Baruch of the Kedushas Hayoyim. It's not speaking about Bircha Shechiyonu. But according to the Havamine, that it is speaking about Bircha Shechiyonu, Yom HaKippurim Heichi Ovid. How will you make a brocha, a bircha shechiyonu, al hakos? If he'll make a bayir priya gofen in a shechiyonu, and then he'll drink it, kiven the yom azman kibli alei, ba'os alei. As soon as he said zman, so it was mekabel tois v'shem ha-kippurim. And it is also to drink them. When Rav was mispalo, shall Shabbos bear if Shabbos? So Rav Yirmiyah asked Rav, were you boidel mi malochi? If you were mispalo, shall Shabbos bear if Shabbos? So you have to be boidel mi malochi. Ba'amalei in bedilne. So memeila by saying shechiyonu yomikabu tais v'shem ha-kippurim. And if you make Abu Tais v'Shem HaKippurim, so you're not allowed to eat or drink anymore. Maybe he'll make a broch on the kais. And he'll leave it there. He won't be tayim from the kais. That's also not good. Ha-mevorech tzorich she'yitayim. The halach is ha-mevorech tzorich she'yitayim. So memelu, you have to be tayim from the kais. So let him make the broche and we'll give it to a tinik that is not fasting. Wasn't chayish of dulma osel amisrach, but we are chayish dulma osel amisrach if we'll give it to a tinik. So this tinik, when he'll become a godel, he'll remember that bekat nusay they were mechabedim to drink from the kais. The case of Shechiyonu by every Yom Kippur, so when he becomes a Godel, he'll continue drinking it. So Memele, so therefore, if a Shechiyonu is made on Yom Kippur, Kezichi cannot be with a case. Now let us see Rashi. Tinach atzeres v'reish hashone, ikolameima d'zman akois kom alei. So that could be that you say, shechyonu alakois, ala yom ha-kippurim, ibizman mukmislei, if you'll zet sign that it is speaking about, that one makes a shechyonu, al kochoch siyatel rav nachmani, that you do not need a kois. Da al kois heichil evet, how could one make a shechyonu on a kois? So he's not allowed to. Was once very cloudy. So we see that there's a chiv to be boidel mimeloche. So the Gemara says, I have an eitzah. Let's give it to a tinnik. The high she yitoyim dekomal. So it seems Rashi has now a kasha. How would that help to give a tinnik? Hamevorich tzor she yitoyim. So memela, how can one give it to a tinnik? So the high she yitoyim dekomal, lav davke komar hamevorich. It's not only that the mevorich can be, the mevorich is mechuyiv to be toyim, hamevorich tzor she yitoyim hamevorich. To who adin ki shasi achine, if someone else will drink, it's also good. Why? So Rashi, the taimo mishum the gnai hu lekoi shel broche, shelo yehen oda mimenu la'alto, because the whole reason you have to be toyim is because it's a gnai for a koi shel broche, shelo yehena oda mimenu la'alto, that a person should not derive hano from it. Shetehei bilches hayayin de boire priya gofen shelo letzoirech. It will come out that the bilches hayayin was shelo letzoirech. Mechitoim le'achine shaper domi. So if someone will be toyim, so now it is no more gnai. Now we have to understand, this is a very shvere Rashi. Now, l'chayre, if you would ask us, why is there a din of a mevor tzor sheyitay? So the teretz is poshet. He made a boire priyagofen. If you won't be time from the kais, it'll be a brocha levatole. You make a boire priyagofen, you're not time, it's a brocha levatole. And that is exactly what the Ritva says. The Ritva, the Rashba says that you have to be Toyim, because if you won't be Toyim, if no one will be Toyim, it will be a brocha levatol. He made a boire priya gofen, and no one drank from it, so it's a brocha levatol. And therefore, the Ritva says, that what the Gemara says, leisvei liinuke, you should give it to a tinik. That doesn't mean any tinik. The Gemara means a tinik sheigil lechinach brochis. Is why he gie lechinach shel tainis, but he's a gie lechinach brachis. So memele, so I'm making the brache for him. I'm making the brache for the tinnik, and I'm being meitzim with the brache. So memele, so he's brache levatol. But Rashi says here a ganze shtik teire. Mishum that why do you have to be toyim? The time mishum the gnayu lekoy shel brache shelo yehena odom mimenu la'alta. It's a gnay. For kaisel brocha that a person shouldn't be nene. The Beis Meir in Hilchis Milas in Reis Samachay says pshat in this Rashi, but first he brings down a Raivon, an Erevin. The Raivon says a Mishuna Dikizach. We know there's a minig that by each bris you give the Rach animal from the yayin of the kais, but the bayichai, he gives the rachanim. So the Raivon says, why, what's pshat in this minig, you give the rachanim from the kais? So the Raivon says, the reason this minig was eingeführt, because we wanted to avoid a problem. What happens if a bristle come out on Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippur, and then no one is allowed to drink from the kais like we had in our Gemara, Dilma Asi Lemisrach, he can't give it to a small kid to drink, Dilma Asi Lemisrach. So what's going to be? So you have to give it to the Rach HaNimel. You give it to the Rach HaNimel, so you'll give it the whole year, so Al Kaponim will accomplish from this that when it comes Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, you'll also give it to the Rach HaNimel. So Memele, that is the reason why this minig originated. Frag doch der Raivon, wie Teume, ma hich shuve time zu la hater es akais. He says, what pshat? You're making a broch a boire priya gof and you're giving it to the rach animal. What do I accomplish by giving it to the rach animal? So the Raivon answers, ivre cheshuve hi. It's very choshev. The timus kais eino elo mishum gnai. The whole reason you have to be taim from the kais is only out gnai. Shel kais. Shel lo yaimru, people shouldn't say, shel lo yletzoyrach hi brachezu. people shouldn't say that the bracha was made without a tzorech. V'chichazu, the matima leilatinik, lekagnai. When people see you giving it to the tinik like this, there's a gnai. The shloyimu shloyletzorech ibrachezu. He made a bracha and a shloyletzorech. You give it to the tinik. It's there's no gnai anymore. The Beis Meir explains this raivon in Rashi as follows. That means be'emison, it is very schwer. It's a bracha levatole. So the Beis Meir says a gewaldiki yisod. That the bracha of Boire Priya Gofen, when does one make this bracha? He makes this bracha when one derives benefit from wine, so he gives a shvach to the Rabbi Nishlam that he created wine, Boire Priya Gofen. When does one need wine? So normally he wants to drink wine, so Mameli first gives a shvach that Eibishat Peshafen wine, that he has wine with which to drink. What if he wants to do a dvar mitzvah with the wine? Ein oimrim kiddush el al hayayin. Ein oimrim shira el al hayayin. The Taz says that what we, the case of mile is if they say ashekidesh because that's a din shira, ein oimrim shira el al hayayin. So I need wine with which to say shira with. So I'm deriving benefit from the wine. That I have wine with which to say shira. So memele, so I have to give a shvach to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Boire Priya Gofen, that he created wine with which I could say shira with. And the Beis Meir says, Leute, hey, tzorech ze, maybe this tzorech is bigger than the tzorech of shtir. So als broche levatole, the stam no broche levatole. According to the Amiroim that were chaylik and Rav Nachman, they held that Shechiyonu has to be said ala kois. So it's also the same in it. It's as Abchine of Oimrim Shir ala Yayim. So Memele, the Beiri Priya Gofen that was said, there's no Shafil and no one will be toyim from it. It's also not a Brocha Levatola. Because Vakert, I'm saying the Brocha that I have wine with which to say Shira with. And I'm saying the Shechiyonu with this wine. But, so what is the inyan? So this episode, amevorech tzorich sheyitoim. But Rashi found this a new halacha though. If you made a broche on a kois, even though there's no shaila of members in the Loshna Gemara's meyredik meduyik, amevorech tzorich sheyitoim. He made a broche, that's a Rashi lemshav. He made a broche priya gofen. You have to be toyim from the kois. Good morning. It's a broche levatol if you're not toyim. So Rashi learned differently. No, there's a new din. I'm a vorech ala kois, by kiddush, by shire, tzorich sheyitoim. So there's a din, you have to be toyim from the kois. So memele, why do you have to take be toyim? The gnayu le kois shabroch sheli yehenne odo mimeno la alpa. You shouldn't have a noah saguf, it's a mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. So memele, medafe pesomna a noah saguf oichet. So it should look as this, that the Rashi says, Shetaybich asayayin, the baby govern shalai letzoyrech. The Raven says, a little clear, it shouldn't be nire shalai letzoyrech. Shalayayin ru shalai letzoyrech hi brocha zu. People shouldn't say that the brocha was shalai letzoyrech. Och de sanje nami big more de beperik ru besen. Na Rashi brings a second gemore. Seems Rashi was only bothering that the tzorech sheyitayim is very misleading. That the mevorech has to be toyim. So Rashi says, no, that's not true. The ikir is, abi someone is toyim, it's good. Och de sanje nami big more de beperik ru besen. A person should not make a moitzi, and to be moitzi the oichem with a birchas ananim, elim kein oichel imoim, unless he eats together with them. That means if he's making the moitzi for himself, so the moitzi can help for them also. But to make a moitzi for them alone, midin alvis, one shouldn't do it. So Rashi says, why not? Shrehein yecholin lasais. Because they can make the bracha themselves. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says a different svara. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Teh says, Ein kan arvus, there's no din arvus by a birchas hanenim. She einoi choyva al ha'odom. It is not a choyv on a person to eat. Loilis hani v'loilavorech. The whole din arvus is that I'm an orev to see that Yenny should be memala his chiyuvin. Memela, it's negeya kiddish, I'll make kiddish for him. Because he's b'chuyiv to a kiddush, ablo shayfa for him. The dini arvish also have no on the chiyuvim. But Rashi says he wants to have an ice cream, so I should make a shahakel for him. Sheinei choyiv ala adam loylis hani v'loy livrich. Let him not have this ano, and he doesn't need the brocha. That he needs the brocha, Simon Orev, tzutzishtel in the brocha. That's what Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah. Our Rashi is very unclear. Because they themselves can make the brocha. I mean, the din arvis applies also if someone can make the brocha themselves also. So it's not unclear what Rashi says over here. The reason, shrehen yechayil in lasis, because they can do it themselves. Avol peiris u lebona u lebnei beisai, kedei lechancham b'mitzvahs. But he can make a brocha for them, for the Bnei Bayis who don't know what to make, they lechan chom b'mitzvahs. V'afal pi shehu leitoam, ela bonav shapir domi. So in the din ha-mavoyer, tzori sheyitoim. So it's sufficient to fill their time. V'afal pi shebech oleh birchas ha-moitzi. Even though he made a birchas ha-moitzi, but it's not muchach that he has to be toyim from the brocha. They have to be toyim from but not that the mavorach alone has to be toim. Ravache by Yaakov lo yisparish. We don't hold like Ravache by Yaakov. Chayish tosi lemisrech hatinik laacher haminik ze that he'll be nigrar after this minik. Velishtois biyemek yipur macher sheyagdol. So memele after he'll become a godol, he'll also be osi lemisrech. So therefore, that is not an eitzer. Let us see Tosfos. Les hilchus ke Ravache bar Yaakov. Peirush Rashi, v'lo yisparish. Who is Ravache bar Yaakov? The Rabbeinu Chananel pirish the beperik toilin gabi kishusa porich v'leisev liinuke di Yisrael. There was a shaila if there's an issa to plant kishus in a kerem. It's a shaila if it's a yerek or if it's an ilon. So, if it's a yerek, there would be a nisa of klai kem. If it's an ilan mitzmuta, it's a shailan chutzloretz. So the Gemara says, so one man the yom used to give a goy to plant it. The Gemara v'leisiv liyinuke di Yisrael umishani dilma osi lemisrach. No, if you'll give a tinek to plant, so it can come out later when he'll be a god, he'll also plant. He remembers, he used to plant kishes in a kerem. The Kimlon darav Ache by Yaakov hiksha oisakusha. The Gemara was mekubel that the one who asked the kashis, he didn't know of the teretz of Dilma Osila Misrach. So this was Rav Ache by Yaakov. So the Gemara says, Abolas Hilchasek Rav Ache by Yaakov. We are chayish Dilma Osila Misrach. Dilma Osila Misrach. Oimer Rabbeinu Shmuel davki gabiz man shehu kavua. He says, each year, you make a shechiyonu on Yom Kippur. So each year, that means this yingle that was chosen, that whenever there, if it would be the way the Gemara said the Eitze, that when the Baal Tefillah said the shechiyonu, he would say it ala kois, and it'd be this yingle here. So he has, 6 years of experience already that he used to drink from the kois of shechiyonu each year, yonu hayo. So memele, so when he become a godol, he'll continue drinking. Avolim ira baris mila betes ba'o, oy b'yom kippurim lehava elak roy b'yalme. How often is it that there's a bris on Tisha B'av Yom Kippur? This is a mikra b'alme. Loichayshinon dilma osi lemisra. So to be chayish, from one time you'll give it to a tinik that dilma osi lemisra. That one not chayish. ומייסה הויה בחופה בעשורה בטייבס, נוסנו הקויס לתינק לישטייס, תדה גייבה תו התינק לישטייס. ומייסה הויה בברסמילה ברבינו יקב ביוקר, שחל עשורה באוב, ואחד בשבס, this is really negated the next sugya, but that there was a bris, an atisha bov shenitche, who ho yavez and tzivu leispalo, mincha gdoila, v'rochtzu, v'ochl nei sheyom tev shalem hoyo, this is really negated the end of daf mem alef on med alef, well, kaponim, that since it's a yom tev for a baal bris, so you could be, you don't have to be mashlim the tainis. Kedachsiv sos anoichi yalim rosecho, so memeile it's a yomtev. Haidlo machine shechiyonu, mishum tzara di yenuke. This is negei edach memalof amadalof. Lahaloche, it's very interesting. Lahaloche we pasken tisha bov, we give to a tinnik. In Yom Kippur we pasken, we don't give to a tinnik. And the Ramos says, you give to the rachanimu. Like this Raivon. So it seems in the Dulma Osala Misra Chepes by Yom Kippur, we don't pass Aces by Tisha B'Av, we pass them like Taisvis. Like Taisvis, that we give that Tinnik, we're not Chayish Dulma Osala Misra. Seems by Yom Kippur, Aloha we're Machma, and maybe also Chayim of Yom Kippur, we are Chayish Dulma Osala Misra, not like Taisvis, I feel by Midi Dak Roy, we're also Chayish. The Psasophic Tachsmin the Maral Diskin, when Tishabov Shenitche, if a cotton that's permitted to eat, if he makes Avdolah. So there at the Maral Diskin, Klal the Shaft is a Dulma Osila Misra. That, Psamidi the Mitzvah, a cotton is allowed to eat Yom Kippur. There's no Dulma Osila Misra on this. The whole Dulma Osila Misra is by Amidi the Mitzvah. That makes a roishim to him that Amidi the mitzvah is not noyik on Yom Kippur. So Mamele, that's the shayla by the kai shal mile. So al kaponim he clears if a cotton makes avdola or not, if there's a dulma osil or misrach. Fragt the Gemara weiter. May have yalo. We had a whole sugya, a shayla, does one make a shechyonu Rosh Hashanah, yes or no? That was the shayla. Maybe dafke by regolim you make, or you make even by Rosh Hashanah, what's bol is man lizman. That's some shayla that the Teirus Chaim is mevaya, could be regolim is a simcha, b'samachta, b'chagecha, so by midi the simcha you make a shechion. Rosh Hashanah is a yom adin, so it could be you don't make a shechion. The Gemara said a reshus zichen a reshayla. Als reshus you zichen can make a kar echadet, as the Teirus Chaim says, zichen no simcha an a kar echadet. But boim is man les man, zichen one is permitted to make a shechion. The shayla is one mechuyev and Rosh Hashanah. That was the sugya that we learned yesterday. My havi alo, ulamaisa, what's the halacha? Do you make a shechiyano? Don't you make a shechiyano? Shadru rabbonon l'rav yeveso v'kamei d'rav chizde b'male yoyme d'rei shat. So the rabbonon sent rav yeveso to rav chizde erev Rosh Hashanah. Omri loy zil chazi heichi ovedu. You tell us, you just watch what he does, how he makes Kiddush. And then, ta'im alon, we'll see. So now you'll tell us what he did, and now we'll know. L'maise machmiyo shechiyonam, nishtach shechiyonam. Ki chazye, when Rav Chizde saw Rav Yeve, it seems Rav Yeve was not from his Tmidis, the Kechasidim, they used to come to his Tish all the time. So Mela was a Pesvaisis, was a Chiddish as a dog he come in, was to stu do. Om Alei, Luye L'retive, if someone picks up a wet piece of wood, is Rav Salei Beduchte. So Mestame, you can figure out, not he needs the wood to kindle, because it won't burn. Mestame, he needs the place of the wood. That means it's, there's not a poshita purpose for his hagbah. He has an ulterior motive why he's doing it. So the same thing, if you came here, so Mestame, you came here for nishtamazoi to eat by my tish. You came here for a different reason. I still like, I will see why the Gemara says this memra of Rav Chisda. I still like Kasa de Chamre. They brought him a kois, Kodesh, for Omar Zman. He said Shechyon. So the Teres Chaim says that why did the Gemara tell us of the memra of Eseret Gizot? Because the Demison is a big shaila. How could he find out from Rav Chisda? It seems, for some reason or other, they sent him Erev Rosh Hashanah to see what he does. I mean, why? Wasn't this geschickt? Shaila, you could ask him Tisha B'Av also. Machman HaShechyon Rosh Hashanah Tzadish. Tisha B'Av is also believed with Atayra, but Asar B'Av. I mean, why did... It's very interesting, Bechlal, why did he have to send up as a spy to watch what he's doing? Beisachnish, why they didn't ask him Behedya? But Al Kaponim, if they didn't ask him Behedya, they're just observing what he's doing. Tainet Atayra Schayim, so... The Gemara said before, Rav Yehuda said, I make it for Lakara Chadite. Arishus, everyone is Moidi can make. So, Vivet Bevisan. Rav Chisda Bet Machen Kiddush. Rav Chisda is gonna make a Shechiyonu. So you know something, you don't know anything. Maybe he's making it. It's Arishus, he's making it. How can you figure out Aloche, Maisera from Rav Chisda? So the Kelt, that's what the Gemara said. Rav Chisda knew very well why he was coming. That's why Rav Chisda, that's what the Teres Chaim says. If Rav Chisda would have done it also Rishus, he would not have made it then. He would have not made the Broche. Because he realized the reason was coming, he wanted to know the Halacha. So that is why he made the Shech, when he made the Shechyonu, they knew already that there's a Chiv to make a Shechyonu on Rosh Hashanah. Behilchis o'im azman b'Rosh Hashanah b'yem HaKippurim. Lamaisi, you do say Shech Yon, of Hilchas is man, Oimre, Yafila Bishuk. Ba'om HaRabbe, ki Yavinon Beirav, Hune, Iboi Lo. Bar Beirav, de Yosef, Betanise, Bemale, Shabbate, Mal La Ashlumi. A Bar Beirav, a Talmud Chochem, that is Yosef, Betanis, Erev Shabbos. Now the two brings a raya from this Gemara, Vaistois, it's an Indian for a Talmud Chochem to be Yoshev B'Tainis Erev Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef says the Indian of this Tainis is the Lecha L'Tayavayim. So Memele Fakert, the Feine, the Hoiben, the Yidin, used to fast Erev Shabbos that they should be able to eat the Suda Shabbos L'Tayavayim. The Yosef B'Tanisa B'Malei Shabbate. It's very interesting that not only it seems that they had a Teiris Tainis Taker. Perhaps it could be Teisvis and Psochem and Arvi Psochem Daf Kuf Ches. It says there that Rav Sheishis used to fast Erev Pesach. Also Psacheshben, he shouldn't be Nichshol if he'll be eating. He fasted. So Teisvis says that he was taking Mekabel Tainis that to make sure he won't eat. That's what Taisvi says. So Mameila Dovai Stois Rav Sheshav Yosef Betaniso Yemekabel Olof Tainis Mamish Sheyenizkar V'Nizar Milechol. That's what Taisvi says in Sochem. So Mameila, so it seems that there's an Indian taket to fast in order to make sure that you won't eat. So they fasted. So the Shaila was Ma'ol Ashlumi. Are you permitted to be Mashlim the Tainis? That means till Shabbos, I mean, till right before Shabbos, a gewaldik is ach that you're doing. So, you'll be able to eat l'tayovin. But the shayla is, should you be mashlam the tainis? So it comes out, if you're mashlam the tainis, it comes out like you're being misane in Shabbos already. Being goyma the tainis in Shabbos is a shayla, the nichnas, kshehu meune, is like he's misane b'Shabbos. Or the Rav Shanei, maybe it's not called the goyma zayin a tainis in Shabbos, does not fall into the category of Misana B'Shabbos. Ma'u la'ashlumi. What is the din? Loi have biyodai. Rabbi did not know. Rabbi did not know, like we had before also, the asked about the Shechiyonu, also Ravuna didn't know. He didn't know. Asoi lekamei de Rav Yehuda, so he went to Rav Yehuda, v'loi have biyode, Rav Yehuda also didn't know. Oma rove nechzei anan, let us see. The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, tes ba'ov, Shechal liyos b'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av was chal in Shabbos. V'chein erev Tisha B'Av shechal liyos b'Shabbos. So the halach is oichel v'shoise kol tzolchoi. That either it's erev Tisha B'Av in Shabbos or it's Tisha B'Av in Shabbos. There's no simen of a tainis, oichel, there's no simen of a sudam apsekes, oichel v'shoise kol tzolchoi, umala shulchone afilu kisudash shloime b'shaitoi. Shloime b'shaitoi, he had a very choshe v'sudis, one is permitted to eat this on Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, or Erev Tisha B'Av. Chal liyois Tisha B'Av be'erev Shabbos. What happens if Tisha B'Av is chal erev Shabbos? Mevi'in loy kebeye v'oichel. So you bring him right before Shabbos, you bring him a beye, kedei shelo yikones l'Shabbos k'shehu me'un. There, so you're not mashlim the tainus of Tisha B'Av. Because if you marshal the tainus of Tisha B'Av, it comes out he'll be a ma'une in Shabbos. And you're not misan in Shabbos. So therefore, you have to break the tonus before Shabbos. Ve'in lo kebeye v'oichel kdesh lo yikonis l'Shabbos k'shu ma'une. V'sanye omar Rav Yehuda, pam achas hayinu yoshvim lifnei Rabbi Kiva, v'tisha ba'ov shechaliyo is be'erev Shabbos hoye, and they brought him a bay right before Shabbos. They brought him a bay megulgelas for gomo beloy melach. Beloy shayotov lo, not that he was hungry. Alahares l'talmidim aloch. So we see that the Tanakam of this baraisa holds that one is not permitted to be mashlam atainis. This is speaking about atainis sibra filo. The one is not permitted to be mashlim a tainis in Shabbos. You have to break the tainis before Shabbos. Ve'Rabbi Yosi Omer, and Rabbi Yosi says, Misane o mashlim. Rabbi Yosi says, no, it could be mashlim. Fakert, there's no iser, hashlomis a tainis does not fall into the category of being misane b'Shabbos. Omar lehen Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi brought a raya. I'atem moidim li, betes ba'ov shechaliyais ba'echad b'Shabbos. Let me ask you a shayla. You say that ashlomis ha'tainis is a din of misana b'Shabbos. So I'll ask you a shayla. What'll be if Tisha B'Av is chaliyais ba'echad b'Shabbos? Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday. So you eat your sudas ha'mafsekes. You don't eat till Tzeisak Echob. You mafsik me boidyoin. So it comes out that the hascholas, hatainis of Tisha B'Av, you start already in Shabbos. So you see a haschola doesn't fall into the category of being misanah b'Shabbos. So are you moided to me in this shaila? Is the din that's mafsik me boidyoin? Omru lo yavol. He said, yes. Maida, that's right. Omar lehen, so he said, so he does say, Mali likonis bokshu me'une, Mali lotzeis mimeno kshu me'une. So what is the difference? If you're entering Shabbos kshu me'une, that means, if you're mashlim the tainis erev Shabbos, or you leave the tainis, you leave the Shabbos kshu me'une, you started fasting in Shabbos. You are mavsik me boidyoy. Omru loy im amarta lotzeis mimena. That you're going away from the Shabbos. So that's not a psalm o'une. Shrei ochal v'shosa kol ha'yayim kulay. So that's not nikya the inuy. So he stopped eating 5 minutes before the shkia. That's not called his ha'mu'une. That's not nikya the inuy. Abo toime likonis bok shehu me'une. Shrei ochal v'shosa kol ha'yayim kulay. But he was speaking about something else. Av tisha bovos chal erev Shabbos. So that's his nichnas b'shabbos shumun. That already is a loch that he's fasting in Shabbos. Al kopon. So what did Rava say? So we have here a machloikis. Tisha b'av shechaliyah is be'erev Shabbos. Is a person permitted to be mashlem or mechuyev to be mashlem? Or no? We have to break the tainis mi'ba'id yoyim. So we see it's a machloikis. The tanekame holds that you break the tainis, and Ula holds your mashlim, and Rabbi Yosi holds your mashlim, but Omar Ula halacha ki Rabbi Yosi. So Memele, that's how Rava wanted to be Mavara the Shaila. So Memele, according to Rabbi Yosi, this does not have a halacha of Misana b'Shabbes. Hashlam is a tainis is not have a halacha of Misana b'Shabbes. So Memele, who adin abal beirav, could also be mashlem his tainus. That was Rav's hachron de shaila. Zogt Rashi. Kat chozye, mahavi Allah, tzorich leim esman b'rei shashon l'b'yem kipurim eloi, kat chozye rav chitzel rav yev, omalei d'liya l'retive, rav salei b'duchte. Magbiye eitz lach, shein eroi l'hesek, biyodua shetzorich l'mkoymoi. Hoyel ve'eila ve'enei tzoch shalchinam le'igvir kloy ma'achinam le'bosa l'kam. You didn't come here stamazo, you came here, you have an ulterior motive for coming. V'chein erev tishebo v'shechaliyes b'shabbos af al pi she'im cha. What is the chiddush erev tishebo v'shechaliyes b'shabbos? Versteht sich, you always eat every erev tishebo. So Rashi said, the chiddush is as follows: Af abim shemchal yis bechayul. There's a din by the sudam afsekis lo yoichol shnei tavshilim, v'lo yoichol basa v'lo yishti yayin. Achshav shu Shabbos oichol kol tzochay. B'shaite shoy shoy shate yemedes loy b'malchusoy. The melech v'hed yitav. There were tkufis that Shlomo was not a melech. So b'kapodim b'shaite when he was a melech. Megulgeles tsluya rako. It was a roasted egg. It was a soft egg. Laharis halachis hein mashlimin tainis erev Shabbos. Shumavsik sude mi ba'oid yoim. Shetzorich lechel mi ba'oid yoim mekabel tainis olov. Yishegoma lechel ba'afal pi yishuhu Shabbos. Siz mavsik mi ba'oid yoim. So they said, we are moide that you are mafsik. So he said, I bezoi umali lekonis chumune kegain shehishlam berev Shabbos tainisoi. Umali lotzis menik shumisane shemaschil tainisoi mi ba'oidyo. Let us see Tosfos. Beya migulgeles beperish Rabbeinu Chananu. Kabole biyodeinu. This maise that we have with Rabbi Kiva, ki Rabbi Kiva oise shone mesuken hoye. Samir dikezach, Rabbi Nechananu has a kabole, that Rabbi Yehuda did not understand this maise with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva that year was a mesuken. Veheiviu le Rabbi Kiva horeifim le gameya beya megulgeles ba'aches hayoyim. In the Bay Megulgeles that was brought for Rav Yehuda was not the Pshla Yikonis L'Shabbos Kshehu Me'une. It was a Mesukin. So that's why the doctors held he had to break the tainus. The Rav Yehuda Loidigdek. Rav Yehuda saw this Maise. Rav Yehuda was a Medagdik. He didn't see who brought the egg. And he wasn't a Medagdik why this egg was eaten. Lefikach Somach Al Masheros. He saw, Rabbi Kiva is eating an egg. So it's time that Shad Lahiris Laharis LaTalmidim Loishai Yatovlo Laharis LaTalmidim Halacha. That's not Pshat. Rabbi Yehuda was not, did not understand the Maisa correctly. But that's, this is one that's very interesting. I mean, that what is Strat, if he was a Mesukin, so why did he wait to the Achas Hayim? This is the Chiddush. I mean, Tisha B'Av Achayla Sha'im B'Sakone is Potter from fasting. Zukte B'Av from Briske Rav Achayla Sha'im B'Sakone, that fast is Zukte Fasne to Mutchetzech, but it's not called a Tainis. There's no Chiyiv Tainis on Achayla Sha'im B'Sakone. Davai Stoyis Rabbi Kiva was Achayla Sha'yes B'Sakone, he waited to Achas Hayim. So now Tosfos wants to explain, this is a very rare situation that Tisha B'Av should fall out on Erev Shabbos. It doesn't fall out. And by them it fell out. So Tosfos, V'tamuz Ahai Shate Malye Miluya. The Indian was, the reason why it fell out, Abi Cheshme wouldn't have fallen out, but they made Tamuz Amolei. Lefikach chal Tisha B'Av be'erev Shabbos. Therefore, Tisha B'Av should have been chal Thursday. But since they had a cheshbon wife, for some reason they had to make Tamuz Amolei. So Memele, so it came out that Tisha B'Av was chal be'erev Shabbos. So Memele, but they were in a problem. If now Tisha B'Av is erev Shabbos, the chosru of ubo reish hashone b'shabes. He says, because al pi cheshben, if Tisha B'Av was erev Shabbos, reish hashone would be on Sunday, so tkoma reish hashone rabbe would be on Shabbos, bustos toig doch nisht. So memele, so bedavke they were machaser of to make reish hashone in Shabbos. He says, that was the whole reason, that's why you can't come out, because if things would go normal, If you would have Tisha B'Av was Erev Shabbos, so then Rosh Hashanah would have been on a Sunday. So maybe they made sure that there were machasa of, so Rosh Hashanah fell out on a Shabbos. Yatam oidim b'Tisha B'Av. So he asked Ashayle, asked them, aren't you moide that if Tisha B'Av falls out in Shabbos, that you mafsik mabayjay? In fact, Taisis mim taima, he goofy kash, but Omar Shmuel beperik mokim shenogu, Tisha B'Av bein ashmoshe shaloi mutter. That the biker adin bein ashmoshe is mutter. So what's the yata moide be Tisha B'Av you mafsik mabayjay? V'yeshloima de mikoma kemaschol mibayim l'fishi efshel l'chaven tchilas halayla. He said, "Lamaisa tutmen azay," because it's hard to eat the whole bein hashmoshes and not to be mamshech into the layla. So lamaisa say yemaschol mibayim. V'oy the Rabbi Yosi svir lei bein hashmoshes kerefayim benodi mechalam medola. V'ein l'forish tahochi koma. The heichad hefsik sudosoi dahavi kemoi kabbalas tainis b'shabes. The olay motzi kabbal tainis b'shabes olay. Eisus Tosfos wants to say, maybe we'll say the Gemara's kasha is that the hefsik of the suda, the skuf, is a kabbalas tainis. So Tosfos says, you're not allowed to be mekabbal tainis in Shabbos. So that's even not pshat. Void. Then Tosfos says, the etzim yesod, it's also not emes. The hefsik sude is not a kabbalas tainis. V'hoi da amrin and da filo yema kipurim de teisve shaloi de yereise shori lech lafal pishe kvar hefsik. A filo by teisve shema kipurim the hefsik of the sude mafsekis does not mean as cholas a tainis. Other the teisve rosh big zaraya from the Gemara before. The Gemara before said that you can't make the Shechiyonu ala kois, because with the Shechiyonu you'll be mekabel yema kippurim. So the Teis Rosh bin Zerai says, even though before the whole shayla was only out the Shechiyonu, he's mekabel toisa shem ekipurim. I, he was going ready the Sudam of Sekes. Taisa Rosh bin Zerai, is ever doch that the gmar of the Sudam of Sekes is not called an automatic Kabbalah's tainis. And Taisa bin Zerai from a medrash. Kedem rinem beicha rabosi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira ozel and etzivin ba'arve tsoima rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira once went in etzivin erev yom HaKodesh. Ozal reish kenishte, that says the reish geluse, lizmunele. He wanted a lot of mine. Well, the kikovit for him, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is here, so he wanted to invite him that he should come to eat by him. He told him, I had already my Sudam of Sex. I was mafsik already. I should get the Sudam of Sex. So I can't come to you. You should on me. The Lay Lame, Gavra Rabahu, the Lay Ashkechilave. Have you the Das trachten wegen mein Kopf deiche, der hat schummerei, aber ich mein, der reich gelusse, und ein Weitjung, you don't come, das fällt mir doch aus. Ozalime, so he went, no, er hat doch takke zum Sach. Und maß, ich kosten doch mit kol Igel, chad Psyse, mit kol Machel, kol Tafschel, Pasechet, mit kol Chowitz, chad Kois. Mamisch, er riesige, er another Sude, mamisch, er riesige Sude afterwards. That's what the Medrash says. Yes, it seems a good thing I invited you. It seems because you're Sudam of Sekes. So you able to eat so much. So why is you're a very skimpy Sudam of Sekes? He told them, no, if you serve good food, there's always place. But Al Kaponim, Vais Tachois, Bekes, the Pechlal is not considered as Cholos HaTainis. So Mamelos of the Kasha wasn't Al Sat. The Kasha was Al Sbem Metzias Estes, your Mafsik, Metzias that were mafsik before, kedai that you shouldn't be nichshel in Achila and Tisha B'Av. Zog the Gemara weiter. Umi of dinen ke Rabbi Yosi. He says, Parshat, that was the Achrov Rav. Rav said, L'chayra, this Shaila, if one is permitted to be mashal matainis Erev Shabbos, is a machloikis Tanoim, and we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Frag die Gemorre um mir auf dienen ki Rabbi Yosi, der Ramin Alesh Yorakash. We learned as follows. Ein Geuserin teines ala Zibu beroshi chadoshim. Bechaneke u bepurim. One is not lechatchele Geuser teines and roish chodesh in Chaneke pur. Vim hischilu. What happens if they were Geuser a certain amount of Tanesim? Then it came out that in these days it became it's Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, ein mafsikin divrei Rabban Gamliel. That means you continue fasting. That means even though the gzeiras tainus was not behedya on Rosh Chodesh, it came out that Rosh Chodesh apicheshmen is one of the 30 days that they were gzeiras tainus. So you're not mafsik. You're fasting Rosh Chodesh also. Amar Rab Meir. Now Ramey is explaining Rabban Gamliel. Afal pi shomer Rabban Gamliel ein mafsikin that you fast Rosh Chodesh, aber moido yosha ein mashlim. But you're not mashlim the time. You fast, but you're not mashlim. V'chein betes ba'ov shechaliyah is be'erev Shabbos. Also the same halacha is that Rabban Gamliel holds that that you're not mashlim. So we see here Rabban Gamliel holds that Tisha B'av shechaliyah is be'erev Shabbos. You're not mashlim. Betanya, and we learned La'achab Tirosa Yisharam Gamliel. Nichnas Rabbi Yeshua Lahofer Es Dvorot. After the Ptir of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua came in, and he wanted to be Choylik Al Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. And what? And that Erev Shabbat, Tishabav Shchali is Berev Shabbat, that may Yom Ashlam Zayn. After the Ptir of Rabbi Gamliel. Omad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri al Raglav. Omad Chazi Ano de Bosa Reishe Gufa Ozel. What we've been doing till now, we should continue doing. That means Kol Yom of Shram Gamliel Kavanu Alochi Kemoise. All the time, whenever it was Tishem of Shchali Yisber of Shabbos, we weren't Mashal. Achshav Ato Mevakeish Levatul Dvorov. Yeshua ein shaimim lecha shekvar mikva halachik ram gamliel lehaya adam shira bedava klum bedairei. Yeah. באודם שירה בדובה כלום. סמם אלה, ספק דגמור הנולה, so how could Ula say that the Allah is like Rabbi Yossi, and that what that Yomashlum the time is, we see clear in this Bereise, that forget, Rabbi Yeshua wanted to be Choylik, and Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri told them, no, we don't change it. This was Allah that was in his Kabul, Bechai Rabbi Gamliel, and Afil Allah HaMaisai, it's also, it will remain, that we will be Mashlum the time is. And for the Gemara, that this Baraisa only means that the Bnei Doiroi of Rab Gamliel darfen sich fearin wie sem sich gefeert pechaye Rab Gamliel. That's all what Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said. Bedoiroi shall Rabbi Yossi, this is a later Doir of it ki Rabbi Yossi. This is a different Doir with a different manig. And then in that day, Rabbi Yossi was the Paisik. So Memele, so Ula could be right. Mir dachten sich fern sich wie Rabbi Yossi Yech. Rabbi Yech Menur is only speaking about the Bnei Doiroi of Rav Gamliel. Frag de Gemore ube Doiroi shal Rav Gamliel ovet ke Rav Gamliel. This statement also we have to understand. Vasanya we learned. Omar Rabbi Loza b'Rab Tzodik. Ani mibnei son of Ben Binyamin. That he was from, we'll see, there was a certain mishpoche, the stam from Shevet Binyamin, that they had a yontif, asar ba'ot. What was the yontif? They used to bring korbanos eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash. Every year they used to bring asar ba'ot, these korbanos. So he says, he relates as follows. Pam achas, Chal Tishabov Liyois Bishabis. Vidichinu Laachara Shabbos. And so Mamel you don't fast Tishabov in Shabbos. So there were Doicha the Tainis Laachara Shabbos. Now, so that's Asorabov, Vihis Aninu Boy. And we fasted Asorabov. But since this Asorabov was a Yonta for us, this was a Tainis that was Nitre, the Loi Hishlam Nuhu. So we weren't mashlam. Mipnei sheyontev shalonu hoya. Because this is our yontev. So we see from over here that a tishabov shenitche for a bal simche he the yontev be mashlam. Faltik. And that was the thesis we had in the beginning of this year. The thesis says if there was a mile asora ba'ov, so Rabbeinu Yaakov Bar Yochel told them that they should be mispalim in chigdeila v'rachatzu v'ochmei sheyontev shalahem hoya. So that is this din that Rabbi Tishabov shenitra the balei bris are permitted to eat and none of to be mashlam the tainis. That's that we the learn from this ma'isa from Abulazar Barab Tzadik. Al koponim, we're not up to the kasha yet. So this is so we see from over here. That we see from over here that Asore Ba'ov was a Yontif. Asore Ba'ov was a Yontif. And they weren't mashlim the times. So the Gemara, Taime the Yontif. Taime the Yontif. So since Asore Ba'ov was a Yontif, so there were Deiche a Tisha B'Av Shenitche. Ha'erev Yontif. But what happens all the time when Tisha B'Av Take is not on a Shabbos is Mashlimin. They only said when the Tainis was Chal in their Yontif, so they want Mashlim the Tainis. But when the Tainis is Chal Erev their Yontif, that means normally Tisha B'Av is Erev their Yontif, their Yontif was Asar B'Av. Mashlimin. So then they were mashlim. So you see, so what do you see from here? So you see from over here that Erev Tishbov, that is Chal, Erev Yontev, you're mashlim the Tainis, it goes into the Yontev. goes into the Yontif. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is, you said, b'doiroi shel Rabban Gamliel. They all held like Rabban Gamliel. And Rabban Gamliel held that what? That Tisha B'Av Shechaliyos Berev Shabbos Ein Mashlimim. You see, Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Tzadik, who was a ben doiroi of Rabban Gamliel, and he says that if the tainis fell on Asor above, they weren't mashlim the tainis, but the tainis that was the oisna, but the tainis that was always chal, the tainis that was always chal erev the yontav, they always were mashlim. Ha taime the yontav, ha erev yontav mashlimin. So Mamela, so you see that a Philip Bedoirai Sharam Gamliel, his psak wasn't muskim. Omar Ravine Shaini Yontev Shel Divrayem, Mitoir Shemis Anen Boy Shois, Mashlimim Boy Arvius. He says, no. He says, you're telling two different inyonim. This is a yontiv shel divrayim. What happens if Tisha B'Av is chal an asor above? So what happens? So you also fasted. You were mesane shoyis, but you were mesane. So you see, Tisha B'Av is doiche a yontiv shel divrayim al kaponim for a tiny shoyis. So then Tisha B'Av could be doiche this yontiv shel divrayim that mashlimim boy arviyis. So erev yontiv, you mashlim the tainis. Because this yontiv vel toch nitche von Tisha B'Av. You see, afilu, the yom ha-tainis gufe, even though it's the yontiv, you also fast. Aber Shabbos, hoyol ve'ein misanim bo shoyis. Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av is chal b'Shabbos, there's not in tainis whatsoever. So Meila there is Ein Mashlinim Bo Arviyis. So there could be, that was the Svav Ram Gamliel Taket, you're not Mashlim. So Meila, so from this Maisa, from the Lazar Barab Tzodik, there's no Raya, not like Ram Gamliel. I'm very unclear in one Nikude, the Mishle Melech, Perik Vov Halochetes, Mehilchis Kli Amigdosh, and he speaks about this Inyan of Yontif, that is a yontif, whenever you bring a kolben, there's a teiris yontif, it's also behesped the tainis, there's dinner yontif. So he says, the yontif is chal when the shas hakrove. For example, he says, erev pesach. So he says, the iser, hesped and tainis, is chal mechatzoy, or meloche, it's also meloche, behesped the tainis, is chal me erev, from mechatzoy salamaylo. Because this man hakrov of the kolben is from chatzos. It's totally when this man hakrov is. Other kolben is, this man hakrov is chal from the morning, so the whole day is also b'malachim es for the tainis. But it seems that the whole Israel, this whole din yontif, the Mishlmar says, is totally in this man hakrov. And the Pesach, it's only chal from chatzos. Other days it's chal, from the beginning of the day. So I don't understand bechlal what the havamin of, what the kash of the Gemara was. This yontiv shel devrayim, this is a yontiv because they used to bring kobonis, kobnatsim, they used to bring asor above. So the yontiv started in by day. So what's this din of erev yontiv? Don't understand bechlal, for the Gemara vaistois beetsim, it is a dimyan. Kadim mechalik. Yontav shel devrayim is killed from Shabbos. Aber weiss leis be'etzem, this is an iser tainis panach teichet. So I don't understand klar how this stems with the Mishnah Melech. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Ve'im hischilu, shishchilu lisan ischof elam edyoim. The Gemara said that you're not geyser tainis in Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. V'mischilu sheschilu isan eschof elam edyoim nichtus bem yemei Chanukah Rosh Chodesh. So then, ein mafsikin. You continue. Aber am Eisset, she mashlim im Tainis bachanike v'reish chaydish lishanis kolayoyim. And also, he said, v'chein tishibov shachar b'erev Shabbos, nami ein mashlim im. Rabbi Yeshua came, levatlas advorov, v'loimer mashlim. He wanted to say that you are mashlim. So Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri told him, Chaziyano, the boss of Reisha Gufa Ozl. Rayani bedine bedash, tzrichan ono lahalech, hacher divrei harishayim. Lehoya odom, alme ein mashlimin. So the Gemara says, Sabaistachois ein mashlimin. So how could Ula say that Allah is like Rabbi Yossi, that's Mashlimin? So the Gemara said, that was B'dayrish, Rabbi Gamliel, B'dayrish or Rabbi Yossi, that was B'osar Hochi. That was a later, the Shavkuhu, the Divul, the Rabbi Gamliel, the Kavu HaLoche, the Rabbi Yossi, the Muta, this was a later, the Neisan of Ben Binyamin, Mishpochehi, Mishavit Binyamin, Shenofal and Goyrel, the Kolben Eitzim B'yud Ba'ov. The Geirul was that they brought a Korban Eitzim Asara Ba'ov B'mei Ezra. B'yoyim Tavoyu Lam Lo. Yilom K'de Samberg Basra the Tainis. La'achar HaShabbos. So one Shehu Asara Ba'ov Aviyom Tev Shalom. The one Tisha B'ov was Chal on the La'achar HaShabbos. Taimid the Yom Tev. So since it was Asara Ba'ov was their Yom Tev, so they weren't Mashlim the Tainis. Or B'shar Tisha B'ov or Yimashlimim. Afal gav she afal pisha kol tesbov have erev yontev shalem. But Rabbi Loza bar tzadik bedoyre shalom gamliel have kedesanya bebei. I'm Rabbi Loza bar tzadik pa'omim harbei nechnasti acha abel lebei shalom gamliel. She was a bedoyre shalom gamliel. So the Gemara answer shani yontev the rabbon kigoyin hay kol benetzim. Hoyel v'kalu, you see it's kal, shemisanem boilishoiz, you see that if Tisha B'Av is chal on this yom, there was shemisanem boilishoiz. Kidiktoni v'saninu boi, they fast, lefikach mashlimim boyav, yisklaimim mutalahash lemera boyisa yontiv, v'likonis l'seichik shumune, da'afilu be'ikrei mutalisanis boikzas ayoyim, you see even the etzim yontiv, you also allowed to fast. Avol Shabbos also lisanis by k'tzas l'shem tainis also nami lahashlem boy alvi yeshem ashlem arv Shabbos misana b'miktze Shabbos. Let's skip the Taisus Maida because we have another Gemara weiter. Mibnei sanov ben Binyomi sanov garsinov legarsinov sanov d'horiksiv be'ezra or shem shivtoi nikra ben Binyomi. The Gabi Atzei Maroche Choshev Lepek Dalet Tainis V'chol Anu D'choshev Hosem Bnei Oirech Ben Yudah Bnei David Ben Yudah Kulam Al Shem Shifta V'ktachtois V'svahafol Gav D'Rabbeloze Ben Tzodik Koyin Hoye K'demuch Perek Kol Psule Mekdoshim Gabi Rabbeloze Ben Tzodik Havalei Buche Shemo Solochoy Retzav Sever Evei Modne. He says here, he was a Koyin and he's Ben Binyamin, and Ben Binyamin means that they stam from Shevet Binyamin. So Taisa says two mahalchim. One mahalch is Shema Imoi Hoysomi Binyamin. Hoy Chasnam Hoya. He was an Edom, Bahoya Imoam Bisayatom, that he participated in this Yontev also. Shani Yomim Toivim Midivreyem, Mitoich Shemisanam Boishois, Mashlimim Boyarvis. Vahoda Amrinon Besoif Perikame Deroisha Shonim. So here it says in our Gemara that a yontev shel divrayim is gringer than Shabbos, and therefore you'll have to be mashlim. For how do we know besoyper kama deresh shone the yom imaksuvim b'megilas tainis asurim bein lifneim bein lachrayim. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that these yomim tovim that's a yontev midivrayim not allowed to fast the whole day. Usnanami Mesech Steinsberg Shani Kalaksub Gilastainis Lala Misbedoim Lafond of Oso Ulaach of Mutam Vasorba of Ksiv Bahanud Lala Misbed Bahin. So you're not allowed to fast the whole day. Mashma Dionta Divrem Nami Yosalisanis Boyavi is. Nagamara says you're allowed to.
Sagt doch Teisves, no, it's two different things. Hani mili tainis der Rishus. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in tainis is speaking about a tainis der Rishus. Aber tainis choyve ke goyim tishe bov mesan. So now Teisves differentiates between a tainis der Rishus. And that's what the Gemara says, that a tainis der Rishus is also Erev Yontev Shal Devreim, but now what our Gemara says that your Mashlam is speaking about a Tainis Chayv. The Im Taima, the Taisus, oh, so you're making a chilik now between a Tainis Rishus and a Tainis Chayv. So let's go back to the beginning of Asugya. Asugya Kler Da Shaila, Fabar Beirav is Mashlam a Tainis Erev Shabbos. Now the tainus of this Baal Bei Rav wasn't a tainus chayv, it was a tainus to Rishus. And the Gemara brought a rai, Rove brought a rai from Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says that Tisha B'Av Shechali is Berev Shabbos, you're mashlim. Atzushtel, Tisha B'Av is a tainus chayv, so you're mashlim. This is a tainus to Rishus, could be you're not mashlim. In Taima, hey, chiposhet lehel me Rabbi Yossi, dai, ri betainis choyve, al b'nei beirav di yosvi betainis, the mashmi dai ri betainis rishus, b'nei beirav di yosvi betainis. Chay mashmi b'shiltis, the mairi b'chol tainis, a minig nami, da filo betainis rishus, that's not speaking about a tainis choyve, da filo betainis rishus mashlimi, Aber ihr schau mir nami am reden mit mesach ist eines mit schem rav hune a fel yoch in der geis alas mit berf shab ist eines mit sano mashl so fakert was speaking about so how could if we differentiate between a tainis chayv and a tainis der rishu so how can you learn that from rabbi yis so tais is a meire de ke geschmacke ter so schleimer de shabe muchachlel The kivin, the Omar Rabbi Yossi, misano mashlim. Rabbi Yossi says misano mashlim, that tishabov shechal liyos erev shabbos yamashlim. Aval gav the tainis tesba of loidochi shabbos. Tainis tishabov, sa tainis choiva, sa tainis tzibbe, was ye wilt, obos nisht oiche shabbos. So lechoire, so how are you mashlim if it's chal erev shabbos? Tisha B'Av cannot be Doiche Shabbos. Shma Mino, de Bameshe Nichnas B'Shabbos Shumuna Lechoshikei Mesana B'Shabbos. So Kol Choch, it's not Pshad Adin Tchiye, because Tisha B'Av is not Doiche Shabbos. So Al Kol Choch, if one is permitted to be Mashlim Erev Shabbos, so that means that it doesn't have a Teiris Mesana B'Shabbos. That's the only Heter. V'im kain, if the lomdis is, because it doesn't have a teiris misane, v'im kain betainis harishus, nami shori lahashlam. So memeila, agemore had one shayla, does it have a teiris misane, yes or no? Nichnes kishu me'une, is this a teiris misane, yes or no? So in that, Tisha B'Av is not a greater yachsen than a teiris rishus, because Tisha B'Av is also not teiris shabbos. Avol erev yontiv de divreyem, Taisus had asked a different kasha. Taisus had asked a kasha dosh teitoch, that they fasted Tisha B'Av, which was their erev yontiv. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Taina says, you're not allowed to fast erev yontiv de divreyem. And the Isra of erev yontiv de divreyem, what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is speaking about, shayich leflugi ben Tisha B'Av le Taina sarishus. The Masha Osa Lais Anis Berev Yontiv de Divreye. The Iser, what the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is speaking about. Lav Mishum de Choshev Kimis Ane Beyontiv. That's not a Iser because you're Miss Ane Beyontiv. The La Achav Nami Yosa. You're not allowed to fast the day afterwards. Afal Gav the Ein Miss Ane Beyontiv. That means the Tainis the day after is not a Tainis in Yontiv. Elo mishim da osu bechizuk biyontiv de devrem shloyovil isanis biyontiv atzmi. The iser tainis is they wanted to be mechazik the yontiv de devreim shloyovil isanis biyontiv atzmi. So they said we're making a chizuk de devreim yoyser mishal teire that if only the day before you're not allowed to fast. So on this iser. And this iser to aser a day before or a day after, v'chi gozru betaynes rishus, avo betisha bov loy gozru.